Okay.
So what do you call something that is non-living? What is the name for it?
A gene?
You could answer it.
What is the question, Natasha? I didn't get it.
The question was, what is the term for something that is non-living?
Okay.
A gene?
Yeah, Arjun, Dia.
A gene?
Ajeev. Natasha, is it correct?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Excellent. So, Natasha's question was, what is the thing which is non-living? And they answered, Ajeev. Fine. Arantee, your turn.
Arjun, are you asking or should I ask?
You can.
Thank you. Meaning of param? What is the meaning of param?
Can you repeat the question?
What is the meaning of param?
What is the name of Aran?
The question is, what is the meaning of Sharan?
No, Param. Param, right?
Param.
Meaning of Sharan.
Param.
Param. What is the meaning of Param?
Param.
So Sharan means to like, it means to take shelter.
I did not say Sharan. I told Param. In Parmeshki Param.
The question is, Natasha, what is the meaning of Param? Param.
Param. K-A-R-A-M?
Yes.
Yeah. A-R-A-M, yes.
Okay. So, karma, Param or Karam?
Param.
Param. In Parmeshki Param.
And Natasha, the question is, what is the meaning of Param? P-A-R-A-M. Panch Param Parmeshki. We say Param Parmeshki.
Oh, okay, I get it. Param.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Param, I think it means... like the best school.
Dia, is it correct?
Like the supreme being, like the best.
Topmost position?
Yes. What?
Param means topmost position. Param means topmost position.
Okay. So, the Natasha's answer is correct or not? Tell us that.
It's okay.
Huh?
It's
Hello.
Okay. It's okay.
Hello. It is not.
It's okay.
Okay, so it's not correct. See, Param's meaning is a one who is in supreme position. Right?
Yeah. Topmost position.
Is everybody there or not? Yeah. Topmost supreme position. Okay, so who is in the supreme position? Okay, he is called Sarveshthi, right? So Param means supreme, yeah, topmost. Okay? So the answer given by Natasha is not acting correct. Fine? So the Siddha team will not be given the point this time. The next question is asked by Siddha team.
Jenny, do you want to ask the question?
Okay. What is the name of the third Kalyanak and what do you do in it?
Arush, what did you ask? What is the... Arush?
Actually, what is just the third Kalyanak?
What is it? I didn't get the question.
Hello?
Yeah, Jenny.
The question was, what is the third Kalyanak?
Third Kalyanak.
Yeah. What's the name
okay.
of it?
The third stage of the Panch Kalyanak is Tap Kalyanak.
Yeah.
Yeah, German. Is it correct? Okay.
Yes.
Fine. Okay. Aryan team, your turn. Third Kalyanak is Tap Kalyanak. Aryan team's turn.
Do you want me to ask?
I can ask if you want.
Yeah, you ask.
Okay, what's the first stage of the Panch Kalyana and what happened?
The first Kalyanak is Panch Kalyanak, Garbha Kalyanak, and the mother gets the 16 dreams.
Yeah, Arjun, correct or not?
Half a point because you forgot the part where the day of shower stones for 15 months.
Okay. It's okay, but they gave it. Okay, fine, it's fine. So he said that it's Garbha Kalyanak.
Yeah.
And what else?
He said it was Garbha Kalyanak and the mom gets the dreams.
16 dreams, yeah. It's fine. So we get 10 points. So the team your turn.
What does it mean, push, pad, chadhai? Pad, push, pad, chadhai. What does that mean?
Okay, the question is, Pada Pushpa Chadai, in that line, in those four lines we learned, in name of 24 Tirthankars, from the meaning of the line, Pada Pushpa Chadai. Excellent question. Yeah, Diya and Arjun.
We showered the flowers. We showered the flowers.
Okay, do you want to explain more? Natasha, tell me when you get convinced, okay?
Pada means feet. Push means flower.
Oh.
And Chadhai means
Natasha,
offer.
Wait. Wait. Diya, so what is your answer? To shower the flower.
Yes.
Natasha, do you consider it correct?
No, that's not correct.
Okay, so what is the correct answer?
Pada means feet. Push means flowers, and Shadhai means to offer. So it's saying that, so it means that we offer flowers and we're putting them in your feet, like at your feet, as a sign of respect.
Oh, yeah. See, Vardhaman for the Pushpa Charnai, he says, so we are offering flowers or offering some things, like we call Pushpa. I mean, we don't give pushpa to the Bhagwan, the flowers, right? We take that dravya, those rice and all things to Bhagwan, right? So we are offering into the feet of, we are just putting them into the feet of Bhagwan, we are not showering it. So Diya, it's not showering the flowers. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Diya?
Okay.
So this answer is incorrect. Okay, excellent question, Natasha. This is a tough question. Fine. So, Arinta's team turn.
Where does Siddha Bhagwan reside?
What?
Where does Siddha Bhagwan reside?
Is it the Siddhashila?
Yes, correct answer.
Siddhashila.
Correct answer.
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay. Fine. Your turn to the team.
Janin, you can ask the question if you want.
Name three different differences between Bhagwan and Tirthankar.
I guess this question we asked last time, right?
I don't remember.
Yes, I do. We did. Any other questions, Herman?
Okay.
anything from Namukar Mantra part, the chapter we did very first, right? In the very first.
What are the four Uttams?
Yeah, the question is, name the four Uttams.
Arenta Logutama, Siddha Logutama, Sahu Logutama, Kivi Pananto, Tamo Logutama. Tamo.
Do you have to name the four Uttams? Diya and Arjun, the name of four Uttams, we don't find Chattari Mangal path. What is the name of first Uttam, second Uttam, third Uttam, and four Uttam? Hello, Diya and Arjun.
Arianta, Siddha, Sadhu, Kevi.
Correct.
Correct. Janine, is this correct?
Yes.
Natasha and Siddiqui, are you convinced with the answer?
I didn't hear the answer.
She answered that Arihan, Sid, Sadhu, and Kevli. These are the four Uttams.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the correct. Sorry?
Okay. We'll give the marks because you are convinced, but I'm not convinced the fourth Mangal is not Kevli. Diya, the fourth Mangal, is the religion preached by the Kevli Bhagwan. Right? So, fourth Mangal is religion. Kevli Pannato Dhammo. Dharam is the Mangal. You all remember, right? There are four Mangals. Parmeshthi's Mangal, Siddha Parmeshthi's Mangal, Sadhu Parmeshthi's Mangal, and the religion preached by the Kevli Bhagwan is Mangal. So not Kevli Bhagwan. Kevli Bhagwan falls under the category of Arihantas. So we have already said that Arihantas are Mangal. But what else? So the dharam, the religion preached by the Kevli Bhagwan, that is also Mangal. So we'll give the Arihant team points because the team too didn't know this. And they said, yeah, we are convinced. But the right answer is, the fourth Uttam is who? The religion, and not the Kevli Bhagwan. So the religion preached by Kevli Bhagwan is Uttam. Am I clear? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, since the fourth Uttam is what? It's not Kevli Bhagwan. Kevli Bhagwan is nothing but Arihant Bhagwan only. So Kevli Bhagwan falls in the category of Arihant Parameshthi. But what is the fourth Uttam? So it is a religion preached by the Kevli Bhagwan. Okay, Kevli Pannato Dhammo. Dhammo means dharm, means religion. The religion, the dharm taught by Kevli Bhagwan is Uttam. Okay? Yeah. Siddhati, you asked some questions. And now, Arihanta, it's your turn. Arjun, do you have a question?
Arjun, are you asking?
Sure. What are the four Mangals? Like the four benefactors.
Yeah, the four Mangals. They have to name the four Mangals. We just did. Okay, Arjun. Yeah, see, and Natasha, Ari, Jenin, name the four monkeys.
Jenin, do you want to name them or should I?
You can name them.
Okay. The four Mongols are Arihanta, Siddha, Sadhu, and Kevali Panato Dhammo, which is Arihanta preached by religion. Or the religion preached by the Arihantas.
Arjun convinced?
Yes.
Yeah, so Natasha, is religion preached by Arihanta or Arihanta preached by religion?
No, I said that I changed. I said it's religion preached by the Arihantas.
Yeah, so it is not Arihanta preached by religion. It's religion preached by the Arihantas or Kevali Bhagwan. Fine? So Arihanta Mishti is Mangal, Siddhapa Mishti is Mangal. Sadhu Pamishti is a Mangal and the religion preached by the Kevali Bhagwan or Arihant Bhagwan is Mangal. Fine, excellent. So, activity note and to ask question.
Okay, so can you
now,
name two of...
Activity has not answered, Mangal. Yeah.
Okay, so my question is, name two of the three benefits of Sharan.
You have to name two of the three benefits of Sharan.
Name two of the three benefits of Sharan.
Yeah.
You
become
free
from all.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, who is answering question? Jermaine, are you answering the question?
Didn't Natasha ask it?
Arjun India, you have... No. Arjun India, you have to answer the question, right? The question is you have to give any two benefits of huge pressure.
Yeah, I...
Become free from all
mystery.
Becomes free from a cycle of birthness and deathness. Birth and death.
Natasha, is correct?
Yeah, that is correct. The three benefits are you get pure happiness, you're free from all miseries, you're free from the cycle of birth and death. And Dia said two of them. So that is correct.
Yeah. Dia, did you copy it from the study material or you remembered it?
I also prepared this question.
Okay, it is fine. So, Arjunta, do you know time to ask questions for the team?
How many words does Namakamantra have?
Wait, can you repeat it?
How many words
does Namakamantra have?
All right. are there 36 words?
No. The answer is 35.
37?
The answer is
37. No, you can say answer only once. Your answer was for 36 or 37, right? Dia, what is the correct answer?
35.
Ew.
35. Yeah. Tell me your clothes. The right answer is Namukar Mantra has 35 words. This was in the third file of Namukar Mantra, which we studied. Namukar Mantra fact. Very good. Nice question, Dia. So the question was, there are how many words in the Namukar Mantra? And the answer is 35 words are there in the Namukar Mantra. Dia, so the team, your turn to ask question. Aryan team is 1 point ahead from you. Is the team question? Hello.
Jenin, do you want to ask? Because I asked the last one. Or if you want, if I can.
Wait, can you repeat the question?
It's our turn to ask, I think.
Oh. Okay,
yeah,
you can ask it then.
Ask question.
Okay. So what is the best karma in the world?
Hitankar naam karma.
The question is me. Okay, the answer is Hitankar naam karma. Correct, Natasha?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to ask a question.
Arjun, are you asking now or should I ask?
You can.
Okay. How many vowels does Namukar Mantra have?
How many what?
How many vowels?
Vowels question.
Vowels?
Vowels.
And Dia, repeat the question.
How many vowels does Namukar Mantra have?
Dia's question is, how many vowels does Namukar Mantra have? She asked earlier
how many
words are there in Namukar Mantra? Yeah, vowels.
In all of Namukar Mantra?
Yeah, the Namukar Mantra, the five lines, how many vowels does these five lines possess?
Jenny,
did you say that?
Yeah, I said 57.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Is it correct?
Yes.
Okay, so the answer is 57. Jenny, how do you know?
My mom helped me.
Did you copy it?
No, my mom helped me.
Okay, fine. Okay, your mom helped you. Okay, so the correct answer is Memo Carmen has 35 words and 57 vowels. Fine. This is the last time. So the team, we have to ask questions and Arinda team will ask. Arinda team has a lead by 1 mark. Okay, 1 point. So the team, ask them the first question if you want to, you know, equalize the game. After this, we play one more game and then we complete. So the team, your turn to ask questions. Hello.
Is it Siddha's turn to ask?
Yeah, Natasha and Arush, you all can ask questions.
Do you want to ask a question? He doesn't want to ask a question.
Yeah, you can ask them, Natasha.
Okay. Who is Saudharma?
The question is, who is Saudharma? Arantin.
Can you
the
please
question
repeat
is,
the
who
question?
Is Saudharma?
Can you please repeat
question
the question?
The question is, who is Saudharma? Yeah, Natasha repeated.
Who is Saudharma?
I don't understand the question.
Who is Saudharma?
The other question is, who is Saudharma?
Who is
Saudharma?
I don't understand.
Arjun, the question is, who is Saudharma? Yeah.
I don't understand it at all.
Okay. Arjun, did you get the question?
I sort of did, but can you please repeat it?
The question is, who is Saudharma? Saudharma. Who is Saudharma? Yeah, it's who is Saudharma.
Did you say Saudharma?
Yeah, Natasha, can you speak? It is Saudharma, Dia. It is Saudharma.
Oh, Saudharma.
Yeah, Saudharma, exactly. Who is Saudharma?
I don't know the answer.
You don't know? Arjun, do you know the answer?
Unfortunately, I don't remember.
Oh, so it's been lucky question for Siddharth. Okay, Siddharth, do you know the answer? Natasha, who is Dharma?
So Dharma is the leader of all the devs.
Okay. And where does he come into the picture? How do we know about him? When did I tell you about Swadharma? While we were discussing about what?
Oh, when we were discussing about Parmeshtis and Tirthankars and Bhagwans.
Yeah, and about the Panch Kalyana we were discussing, the Southern Indra comes, he takes, with along with all the devas, he takes Bhagwan to the highest, you know, that highest peak of the world, Sumeru Parvat. He takes him into that, and then there they do the Abhishek of Bhagwan. So Swadharma Indra is the who does everything. Okay, so Swadharma Indra is the head of all the devas. Okay, in the Gyan Kalyanak of Bhagwan, when Bhagwan gets given Gyan, Swadharma Indra asks his dev Kubera to make the Samavsharan and all. So Swadharma Indra is the leader. He gives orders to every deva. Okay, so he is kind of the leader of all the devas. Okay, so Swadharma Indra, he is Deva and leader of all the Devas. Fine. Arjun Priya?
Yes.
Okay, your turn to ask question. This is the last question.
Yeah, you can ask it.
Yeah, and if the team doesn't give the answer to this question, they will lose. Otherwise, the game will be dropped.
Name four other.
Yes, yeah, last question.
Name four other names of Namaka Mantra.
Okay, you have to give other four names of Namokar Mantra. Natasha, the question is you have to give four names of Namokar Mantra. Four other names of Namokar Mantra. Yeah.
I think there's the Maha Mantra.
Yes.
The Panch Namaskar.
Yes.
The Panch Parmeshti Mantra?
That was Panch Namaskar Mantra. Maha Mantra, Panch Namaskar Mantra, right. Jamin, you can also contribute if you know any other name, okay? You all are team, so you can, any one of you can answer. So, so far we have two names. Mahamantra, Panch Namaskar Mantra, two other names.
Is Holy Mantra one name?
No.
Is it Navka Mantra?
Namukar Mantra is already we have said, it means other four names of Namukar.
No, Navkar.
We have to give Navkar. Other four names.
Navkar. No, Navkar, N-A-V-K-A-R.
Yeah, Namaskar Mantra is also what we call Namokar Mantra, but it is not what we learn in our class. So, because Namaskar Mantra is again the, you know, it's like the Namokar Mantra, it's a version of Namokar Mantra only. I mean, the name of Namokar and Namokar became Namaskar. So, we have two names to now, Mahamantra and Panch Namaskar Mantra.
I don't know anymore.
Janine, do you?
No.
Okay, Dia, give us the four names.
the first one is Mahamantra. Next one is Mool Mantra. Third one is Adani Nidha Mantra. And fourth is Panch Namaskar Mantra.
I didn't hear. Can you repeat?
The name is Mahamantra.
Mahamantra, Mool Mantra, Anadi Nidha Mantra, and Panch Namaskar Mantra.
Yeah, it is
okay.
Mahamantra, which you said correctly. Then Mool Mantra. Namukar Mantra is root of many mantras. So it is called Mool Mantra, the root mantra of all. Because there are many mantras which have been originated from this mantra. So it is called Mool Mantra. Mool means root. So it's the root of all the mantras. Then Mool Mantra, after that, it is Anadi Nidhan Mantra. Means it never takes birth. It is from time immortal and it will remain for time infinite. So it's Anadi, means it's from time, it's from, it has always been there and it will always be. So it never takes birth like I have made it or you have made it. It was always there, made by nobody, and it will always remain the same way. So it's Anadi Nidhan Mantra. The one which has no beginning and which has no end. So it is called Anadi Nidhan Mantra. And the fourth one is Panch Namaskar Mantra. We can receive both down to five parishtis. So it's Panch Namaskar Mantra. Four names are Mahamantra, Mool Mantra, Anadi Nidhan Mantra, and Panch Namaskar Mantra. Okay. So far, Siddha team is half a point behind the Ahimtas. So they'll cover up this in next game. Fine. Now we'll ask one more different game. It's very small. For 5-10 minutes we'll play it. Okay, what do we have to do? We have to revise the chapter number 1. Ramu Arhantaram. Okay, so we'll go cycle wise. We'll start from Arush, then Natasha, then Jaimin, then Arjun, and then Dia. Okay? Considering when Dia and Arjun have revised for Namukar Mantra, right? So we'll ask them later.
I have not revised, unfortunately.
Oh. Okay, fine. So we'll still play the game. Okay,
what we
do, I'll say one topic. What? Yeah, it's okay if you've not revised. If you have not revised it, it's fine. What we have to do is, I'll give you one topic. Each one of you has to contribute 1 point in that topic. The game we played last time, Dia, Arjun, and Arush, Jaimin were there. Okay, Natasha, so what do we have to do? Say, I told you about Mangals. So, Arush will say there are 4 Mangals. Natasha will say Arayan Parmeshti is Mangal, Sit Parmeshti is Mangal, Sadhu Parmeshti is Mangal, and the religious leader, Kevi Bhagwan is Mangal. Then Arjun might say that Mangal is one which brings happiness and takes away sleep. So like this, and the Tisari Mangal stands in Prakriti, which maybe this can be said by a channel. And Dia is some other thing. So you have to add one point for this, right? And you'll get points for each point you add. Fine?
Okay.
It's like a chain. You add one. Okay. So we are starting with Arush, then Natasha, then Jaimin, then Arjun, and then Dia. Okay, Arush,
okay.
The topic is Namokar Mantra. You have to say any fact about Namokar Mantra that you know, only one fact. Say, we don't have time. Arush, anything you know about the Namokar Mantra?
Namaskar.
नमस्कार करते हैं.
What? Hello.
What do you know about?
Yeah, are you speaking louder? You can say anything. If you know Namokar Mantra, you can say Namokar Mantra only. You have to add anything about Namokar Mantra.
Namo Ariyantaram.
Hello.
Namo Ariyara. Namo Ariyaram. Namo Ariyantaram. Namo Siddharam. Namo Ariyaram. Namo Charam. Namo Lesaitravudnam.
Very good, Arush. Yeah. Namo Ariyantaram part is said. So, Arush, I read the important Namo Ariyantaram part. Natasha, your turn.
So, wait, what am I saying again? Sorry?
Your turn now.
What am I saying?
Think about Namokar Mantra.
A fact about Namokar Mantra?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Namokar Mantra
anything
is also
about
called
Namokar
the Mantra.
Mantra? Yeah, okay. Jamin, your turn.
Wait, what did Natasha say?
You have to say anything like last time we played about Tirthankar and Bhagwan, right?
I know, but what did Natasha say?
Tirthankar or Bhagwan.
I said that another name for the Namokar Mantra is the Maha Mantra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Namokar Mantra is the holiest mantra of them all.
Is the
most holiest mango of them all?
It's a mangal. Namokar Mantra is the mangal of all mangals. Okay. As Panchal Muraro, Sabha Pava Pranasho, Mangalam Chisabhisen. Okay, perfect. Arjun.
Let's see.
Anything, there's so many things.
What did we say, but?
What?
It's written in Prakrit language.
Yeah, it's written in Prakrit language. Excellent. Dia, your turn. Anush told us Namokar Mantra, Natasha told us that its name is Maha Mantra, Jamin told us that it is the Mangal of all Mangal, and Arjun told us that it's in Prakrit language. Do you have anything to say?
Okay.
What?
There are 35 words in Namokar Mantra.
Yeah, there are 35 words in Namokar Mantra and 57 vowels also. Okay, we'll take one more round from Arush and then we'll conclude. Arush, after this, any other thing you know about Namokar Mantra? Anything that we learned in the chapter and you remember? Arush?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Hello?
Can you repeat the question, please?
You have to add one more fact in this chain.
Another fact? Okay.
About Namokar Mantra.
About Namokar Mantra is that
yes.
If we say it, then we feel relaxed, and we have some courage in us, and nothing will happen to us. So, if you read Namokar Mantra, that will help you. So then, you can get some courage, and you won't be like scared, or something.
Okay. So your point is, when we read Namaskar Mantra, we get courage.
Yes.
Is it? Okay. Is he right? Yeah, Natasha. Did we learn it in another way? We said, Padmam Hovi Mangalam. By reading the Namaskar Mantra, the Mangal happens. Means happiness comes and the state goes away. So, Arush, we should put it like, by reading this Namaskar Mantra, the Mangal happens. Means happiness comes and the sorrow gets away from us. Okay? Fine. Okay, so he said that reading Namaskar Mantra is full of benefits. Natasha, your turn. Quick. Answer the point about the Namaskar Mantra.
Sorry?
Yeah, any other point about the Namaskar Mantra? We are in a game of adding points to each point you add.
Namaskar Mantra means I bow down to the Arihantas, I bow down to the Siddhas, I bow down to the Acharyas, I bow down to the Upadhyas, and I bow down to all Jain Sadhus.
Excellent. So far we have covered 7 points. Namaskar Mantra, its meaning, its language, its other name, right? And how many words and roles does it have? Okay, and its benefits, like it is the Mangal of all Mangal, and by reading it, the Mangal happens. Jamin, anything other than these 7 points? It's your turn.
The 5 Parameshis are the Arihanta, Siddha, Acharya, Upadhyay, and Jain Sadhu.
Yeah, so we bow down to these 5 Parameshis in this Namaskar Mantra. Fine. Okay. Arjun, your turn.
I was gonna say that there's 4 different names for the Namaskar Mantra.
Okay, tell us the names.
Okay. Maha Mantra. Mool
okay.
Mantra.
Yes.
Mantra.
Yeah. What is the meaning of the 3rd one? I didn't get it.
I'm very bad at saying it. Anadiya.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, Arjun. You told us 4 things, right? Or 3?
I'm on the 4th one right now.
Yeah, so what is the 4th one?
Panch Namaskar Mantra.
Yeah, so what was the 3rd word?
I'm very bad at pronouncing
Anadi. Yeah, Anadi Nidhan. It's Anadi Nidhan. Anadi Mantra. The mantra which has no beginning, so it's Anadi. No Adi. Adi means, Adi Nath means the first thing. So something which begins is Adi. And Nidhan means end. So something which does not have beginning or end is known as Anadi Nidhan. So this mantra is Anadi Nidhan. Okay? Fine? Okay, excellent vision. Dia, your turn.
Ajanta have body, but Siddha don't. Ajanta give Divya Jnani, but Siddha don't.
Oh, excellent. So the difference between Ajanta and Siddhas, we are told us the difference between Ajanta and Siddhas. Very good. Fine. So we covered this with the 10 important points of Namaskar Mantra today. Hello, are you speaking something? Okay. So, in the next class, we'll start with a new chapter as well as we'll have to repeat. Hello. Does anybody want to speak something, say something?
No, Gauji, you can speak. I guess there was some disturbance somewhere, but...
Okay. In the next class, we start with a new chapter, as well as we have to revise the chapter Ramupar Mantra for the first week, because we have not yet revised it completely. So we'll start Ramupar Mantra, and then we have to revise Dev Darshan. Okay, Tirthankar and Bhagwan, we have already revised in the last class. But Arush and Jaimin, please remember the name of 24 Tirthankars in next class, okay? Just revise the 24 Tirthankars in the next class.
Okay.
Because we don't want that we study a new chapter and we will forget all what we have learned till now. So it will not make sense, right? So you are all doing very good. In the next class, first we'll revise some of the chapters and then we'll start with the new chapter. Okay? So this time, in this game, everybody is on equal points. Everybody has given 2 answers each. And in the first game, the Siddha team is lacking behind by 0.5 points, okay? So they have to catch up with that. So we'll continue this game too in the next session. And you all have to revise and think of the toughest question that you know. Prepare them and then ask to the team. Okay? So in this way, you can win the game. So we'll conclude today. Arjun will say Namokar Mantra and Diya will say Chitari Mantra. So join your mind and close your eyes.
Namo Arihantanam, Namo Sridhanam, Namo Arianam, Namo Urjayanam, Namo Loisabhasavunam, Eto Panjramokaro, Sawa Pawa Panasano, Mangalam Kasavasim Paramam, Hohi Mangalam.
Chattari Mangalam, Maranta Mangalam, Sreda Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevi Pananto Dhammo Mangalam, Chattari Logutama Aranta, Logutama Sreda, Logutama Sahu, Logutama Kevi Pananto Dhammo Logutama, Chattashanam Pavajami, Anteshanam Pavajami, Siddeshanam Pavajami, Saushanam Pavajami, Kiripanatam Dhammamshanam Pavajami. Jai Chinanda.
Jai Chinanda.
Jai Chinanda to all. Thank you.
Jai Chinanda. Thank you to all of you.
Mami, I'm going to change my clothes.